This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being ridden.
Hey, Riddle Riddle, a cat and a fiddle. This is JPC. You're hearing my voice on this week's Hey, Riddle Riddle because Adil Rafai has died. He was shot and killed by a police horse who was avenging the death of his brother, and Aaron is attending the funeral. So it is a solo.
So just two of us together, two friends hanging out doing a podcast.
Puzzbot.
Can we call it a Puzzcast?
Puzzbot, listen to me. I said, I'm covering the intro. I said, I need about 15 minutes. I said, do not come. Aaron, what is the laugh there?
His funeral was so boring. I'm so sorry. It was just like people being sad and saying lovely things about their friend.
He died like he lived. Boring.
This was my chance. This was my shot, okay?
I thought people were going to roast Adil, and no, everyone was saying nice stuff.
I can't believe his tombstone said, I'm with stupid, with an arrow pointing down.
That's, okay. Well, you know.
What a goof.
You know, on the day that Adil dies, killed by that police horse, it's still all about him. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Classic Adil.
Let's do a seance to try to bring Adil back.
I want to see a seance.
Okay, Puzzbot, call the seance.
It's more of an observation. Have you ever noticed that world's best dad mugs sometimes say world's number one dad?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Where you in your this? Human language, number one means to pee. So aren't you really saying world's piss dad? If the mug says world's number one dad, isn't it really saying world's piss dad?
I want Adil back.
I do too.
Can we get to a seance?
And also, I feel like I'm getting some shade for drinking out of a cup that says number one piss daddy. Which, by the way, I won this cup fair and square. I beat a lot of other piss daddies for this thing.
All right, let's say a phrase that will bring Adil back. Like, we'll say it three times, and this will bring Adil back.
Almost like a Beetlejuice situation, which is his favorite movie.
That's true.
And his 50th favorite Broadway play.
Okay, let's see.
What's a phrase that will bring Adil to us? Now, we have to think about something that will entice him back from the grave.
What does he say a lot? He says...
Oh, come on.
Bye forever.
He says bye forever.
He says bye forever.
He calls people ridiots.
He calls people ridiots.
He says no shit, all Sherlock.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, what was that?
He says, does that make sense?
Yeah.
He says, I'm sorry. We were doing improv. I said a premise and you said no to that?
Yeah, that's something that he says.
Cool. Let's pump the brakes. it sounds like we're picking on Adil. He's dead.
Let's say what was that three times. Okay. Ready?
What was that?
Adil, you're back.
Nope, still buzz.
Damn it. Let's make do.
I'm sorry?
I said, what was that?
I said, let's make do. One of Adil's
favorite
things.
You're going to make Mountain Dew?
I want Adil back.
Hey, y'all.
Adil!
It's me.
Wow, you burst out of that Puzzbot.
Yeah, I crawled my way out of hell and through Puzzbot.
Nice. That's probably a boring story. Let's get started.
Spelled the same way, but different meaning.
He's back.
I bored my way out of... sometimes to bore is to dig.
I want Puzzbot back.
Did we already start the episode?
Yeah.
It's our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
All Sherlock.
A full year?
Well, it's not all Sherlock.
Great.
We made it a full year.
Okay. Wow. It's hard to believe because it feels like 1,000 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. I was thinking more of...
Keep going.
Huh. Did we graduate?
I don't know. What's this reference?
Is this vitamin C?
This is vitamin C. This is my graduation song.
Is Erin trying to tell she has a son?
It's been a nice year. It's been a good year.
It's been a good year.
100 episodes.
Call us a blimp because it's been a good year.
What was everyone's favorite moment from the year? Hey, Riddle.
Ooh, I guess.
Oh, I didn't have any of those.
Oh, yeah, no.
I had a lot of personal favorite moments of the year.
Details.
I took a donut from a squirrel.
You took a donut back from a squirrel.
Back from a squirrel. He took it from a boy, and I took it from myself.
I think you're just channeling J.P. Riddles right now.
I took a donut from a squirrel. J.P. Riddles would eat the squirrel. So that's my favorite moment, is when J.P. Riddles ate that squirrel live on camera.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Erin, what's your favorite moment?
I liked meeting a lot of the fans, and yeah. I've loved how much I've gotten to laugh in the last year.
Yeah.
Addle?
How much you've gotten to laugh. I love the way you phrase that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the success of the show, the success of the Patreon, and the fans and their reactions has been a highlight of my life. Not just this year,
yeah.
But my life.
My life.
Same.
Yeah, this I'm trying to think of, like, there are so many great moments. What tops it for me is that we all have puppets made in our likeness, which is just an insane and these are my puppets thing to have.
Yeah.
But that's something that I have now.
Yeah.
Do you think that I could ever take that puppet and sneak it into a performance of Avenue Q and then wear all black and then during the show just get up on stage and start having that puppet just perform as I'm in Avenue Q?
JBC, I don't say this to disparage you.
Yes, please, please.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
I think I have enough confidence that I could do that. I don't know the musical well enough to know what my song would be, but I think I could just be like do a walk-on.
The internet is for porn.
For porn.
I'm sure no musical that's been around for 20 years is going to notice a new character popping up.
Not a new character, but just like a... Because there's like on the Avenue, I think during the opening number, maybe I just like do a little quick walk-on. You know, no lines.
I don't think you're dreaming big enough. I think it shouldn't be Avenue Q.
Yeah.
I think it should be like
Les Mis.
The Lion King.
No, not even a musical, just one a straight
day
play.
More. Yeah. I'm a puppet.
Frankie and Johnny just pop on.
I would love to sneak onto a play. That's on my bucket list. To sneak on stage during a play.
Bonus points if it's a show about teenagers.
Mm.
Bonus points if it's like Mean Girls.
Hell yeah. An all female show.
Addle, I think makes sense that you're Old Man Puzzles because you were the first one in the first episode and now you're the last one of the year.
In the last episode.
Aww, last one of the year. Yeah, I guess this is the end of one calendar year.
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. That's wrong.
No, not a calendar
not
year.
Not a calendar
but
year.
But a
calendar girl.
Anniversary.
A what? A nursery?
An anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we looking forward to in the coming year? JBC, don't.
okay.
Don't jump on that.
I wasn't going to, but now that you mentioned it, what am I looking forward to in the coming year?
I'm going to secret something.
You're going to secret something?
Yeah. I'm putting it out into the universe.
Gotcha.
I hope within the next year, so between now and next July, I hope we get to do a live show in Boston.
Mm.
That would be my number one goal for this podcast is getting to go there and do a live show there.
Here's what I'll put out there is a lot of times with Hey Riddle Riddle, with Magic Tavern, fans will just be like, come to blank. And they feel like that's how touring works. We need a theater to invite us out. So if you live in Boston and you know someone or know a theater, maybe write to them and suggest that they bring us out.
If you live in Boston and you think you know a theater, get some friends. Because that theater ain't your friend.
JPC. Yeah.
My best friend in high school was an AMC.
You told me it was an ATM.
I told you I did ATM in an AMC.
I'm ready.
So the first one, this is just going to be kind of a fun thing.
I'll be the judge of that.
Oh, sorry. Adam, what are you looking forward to in the next year?
I'm looking forward to meeting more listeners.
Erin answered the question herself and then she said, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So let's move on.
I'm excited to, I think along the lines of touring, I just want to meet more listeners and ideally come to their part of the town, or they come to Chicago or they come to see us somewhere else. But I think that my favorite thing about doing podcasts is, one, fan art is always my favorite thing.
Or fart, as you call it.
I call it farts. And also just meeting the people who listen and appreciate us.
Oh, I changed my mind. I know what my favorite moment of last year is.
Ooh.
Is everyone drawing Wizzy, my pretend friend.
Oh, that was
very emotional.
What's been your least favorite moment of last year?
probably you two being a bunch of jerks and like teasing me all the time.
Yeah, Bono and Edge were pretty harsh on you.
Yeah, you two. Yeah, and Larry Mullins Jr. He kind of really fucking gave it to you.
The band you two is bullying me.
That would be fun. I'm going to secret something out to the universe as well. This is something that I would like to make happen within the next year of the show. I would love to do a live show in Indianapolis for some of my friends' dogs.
I think we can do that
next weekend, dude.
Here's a little riddle for you.
Here's a little riddle for you.
Plenty of sheets, but no bed in sight. It can cut you, but it doesn't bite.
Oh, sheets, motherfucker.
Right, can you read it one more time?
Plenty of sheets, but no bed in sight. It can cut you, but it doesn't bite.
Like sheets of paper, like a book.
Aaron, you nailed it.
Is it a book?
Just like Jesus Christ, you nailed it.
Oh, yikes.
Jesus Christ didn't nail anything.
Aaron, I loved the show today, but Adel year, said something that was sacrilegious.
It is our paper anniversary, so all the riddles I read are going to be on a piece of paper.
The answer will be book.
Was it a book?
No, the answer was paper.
Paper.
Yes, it's a paper anniversary. It's not the book anniversary.
That's 2 years.
Sorry?
2 years is the book anniversary.
It's been 1 year.
Book it, Dano.
Is that fun?
Yeah, that's fun.
Did you say book it, Dano?
Yeah.
Nice topical reference for all the teens out there.
Dab, all my haters creates Fortnite.
Are we ready for some main course riddles?
Yes.
Mm. I put a T in riddles. That doesn't sound right.
Main course.
In 1996, the British government was faced with the task of slaughtering many thousands of healthy cattle in order to allay fears over the disease BSE or mad cow disease. What proposal did the government of Cambodia make to help solve the problem? This isn't so much a riddle as it is news.
This is news. So, to help solve Britain's problem of mad cow disease, Cambodia had a solution?
Yes. So the British government had to kill all these thousands of cows just because there was mad cow disease going on.
Yeah.
And they wanted to assuage the fears of the citizens. So Cambodia had a offer a proposal for the UK. What was it?
Why don't you go fuck yourself, Cambodian style?
Cambodia, famously the birthplace of the Tony Mafia. Soprano.
Dress the cows up as horses and no one will be
I'm not
going to
let you finish. That's a dead stop.
Trust.
That's that famous country song, right? Dress for my horses. Yeah.
How hard would it be to make a cow look like a horse? How expensive is that?
Brown paint. How expensive is brown paint?
What do you want CGI or you want practical effects?
I want practical effects.
So your main thing?
It's 1999 and I want some practical
96,
effects.
96.
Your main qualm with painting a cow to look like a horse is their tails are a little different. Aaron, my friend.
That's a pretty fat, low to the ground horse, but its tail's different.
Listen. Sure, I can milk this horse, but that tail seems... I know they say never look a gift horse in the tail.
Well, listen, we're both from Britain.
Okay, I just think people are stupid, and I think that the tail's the only thing that would give it away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the real question is, how do I trick you into thinking a cow is a horse?
Yeah.
God. Well, they both have nipples, fucker.
Save a horse, ride a cow. Boy.
Boy. I think it would be quite difficult to turn a cow into a horse, because I think horses have way longer necks than cows.
Yeah. Mm.
Just anatomically,
and
I
faces.
Think that's the most different part.
Yeah.
But I think a horse's face is longer, so I think you could put prosthetics on a cow's face to make it look longer.
Yeah. Let's use prosthetics.
Also, cows aren't as tasty, I guess.
Mm. Who did the makeup for Lord of the Rings?
Orlando Bloom did his own. He showed up on set like that.
I want to see a scene.
Famously.
I want to see a scene.
Yeah.
JPC, you are a farmer who has sold a horse. The horse died, so you had to make do and improvise and paint your cow to look like a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even paint. We'll just, you did
yeah,
what you
did. Yeah,
I did
what I did.
And Aaron, you are a suspicious buyer.
Can't wait to
there's
see
a good
horse.
This is a thoroughbred, you know.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't smell like a horse, and I grew up smelling horses on purpose.
I'm glad you noticed. I just gave this horse a bath, so that's why it smells all sparkly clean. Yeah, but this is a thoroughbred horse. It's a breeding stallion. Vova, Obama. We hate Obama here, so, you know, Ken, you and I are good people. Anyway.
Wait a minute. What? Is that... Can that horse speak?
No. Now, there's no Mr. Ed, but its name is... Vaughn.org. What a bummer of a website that is. No, this is a. This cow is a. We're just doing.
This cow. You well, just called it a cow.
That's an acronym for caution, overweight, horse. Cow spelled with an H. And overweight is a double.
I'm really looking for a real horse. I want to enter it into horse races. I want to ride it around. I want my children to ride it.
This is Derby and Jackie Reddy. This horse as a horse can be.
I want to see it run.
Ornery. You want to see it run?
I want to see it run.
See spot run, see horse. Okay, the horse can run. Now, it's saving all of its energy because it's a track-running horse, so it's going to kind of meander for a bit and shit itself. But it's mostly, that's like its pre-run
run.
Him
and I have that in common.
Milk.
Anyway, there's a horse that has nipples, Fokker. Can you milk me?
We cut to, I want to see a scene where Aaron has bought the horse / cow, and it is now in the Kentucky Derby, and I want JPC and I will be the announcers for this horse race.
And there's Golden Child around the bend up in the lead here. Of course, Grandpa Sox is second.
Mm-hmm.
And in dead last, being lapped by all the other horses. What is that there?
That's a cow.
What?
That's a damn cow, is what that is. I sold that cow to a woman. Yeah, that's a damn cow. Oh, man, we hate Obama.
Do you want some hints?
No. This is...
Sorry, do you want some mints? Your breath is stank.
I just ate a cow's poop. Have you guys ever had poop?
No.
What are you talking about? Hey, what are you talking about?
So, this is true. The Cambodian government did offer the British government some solution?
As far as I know, this is true.
Was it?
I don't know how this is the riddle, but it is.
Was it to purchase the dead cow?
No, but it was to make their deaths not in vain.
Was it so? It's 96, right? And at the time, 96. India is still British territory. So they used the cow slaughter as an excuse to go back to war with India because it knows that it's going to rile them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
The Cambodian government.
Can you give us a hint?
Just hold on. They just apropos of nothing rang up the old queen and were like, "Hey, we got an idea." For what you can do to make these...
I'm so sorry. I have to see a scene. JPC, you as yourself, can we see a scene where you've rung up the queen of England? Because you've got some ideas. And Adel, you're the queen.
Gotcha. Unbelievable. I've been on hold for like 10 minutes. This is bullshit.
Hello.
Hello. Is this the Queen of England?
Please hold while you're connected with the Queen
Mother
of England.
Mother of fuck. I have been through the ringer on this one. Some good ideas, too.
Ahoy, hoy!
Yes, hello! Ahoy, hoy!
Chips Ahoy! Buy Chips Ahoy for your next outing or picnic!
For
Chips Ahoy! The cookie that bites back!
That can't be what they're... Maybe that's an England thing, but it's not. It's certainly just 1,000 chips delicious is what they're...
Queen speaking!
Yes, this is the
Queen.
Is
what I would say as I was on the line right now, or if I were Freddie
Mercury.
Is
the Queen funny? What's going on?
Well, B.O.B.
Is that an answering machine beep or B.O.B.? Is that Bombs Over Baghdad? It's a poor taste for the Queen to make a reference to an outcast song. But also, it's pretty cool. It's one of their best songs.
Go ahead.
Yes, is this the Queen?
Is what Anne Boleyn said when she was punished at the guillotine.
She said, go ahead?
Well,
that's
I'm not perfect.
A little on the nose. Boy, oh boy.
A little on the neck?
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Hello? Queen?
Yes.
This is John Patrick Cohen. I'm calling from America.
Who?
JPC. Thank you.
This is JPC from Hey Riddle.
It's that JPC. Thank you. It's always nice to meet a fan.
I didn't say I was a fan.
Great. Well, I was talking to an oscillating device in my bedroom.
You're talking to an ocelot?
Yeah. I was talking to an ocelot. It's a pretty kitty.
What can I do for you?
I just had a suggestion. Why don't you go fuck yourself? Click. Click Boom is my favorite song by Saliva. Would you like to listen to it?
Isn't that P.O.D.?
Fuck you.
Worth it!
Just like the crown jewels.
Yes, worth it.
Do we want a hint?
Yeah, give me a hint.
The Cambodian government suggested a way for Britain to get rid of the suspect cattle without risking that the cattle would eventually be eaten.
So this is the cattle are still getting slaughtered?
Yes, but not in the way that would result in... For market meat.
They're feeding the cows to the other cows.
Excuse me?
Never mind.
Excuse me?
Never mind.
Are you asking for a dead stop?
No, I'm never, ever, ever asking for a dead stop. I'm just a dumb lady.
You play your cards right, you're going
to
get it.
I've only been to Cambodia once, so correct me if I'm wrong, and this is not this was just my experience, then this is not the country's experience.
And it was
experience.
Through the Dead Kennedy song?
Yes.
Yeah.
But is this for one of those classic Cambodia Royal Rumbles where they do it all with cows?
Mm-hmm.
So they're just doing a royal...
Like there's Muhammad Ali, of course.
Okay, and some more cow fighting names.
Mook Tyson.
Muay Thai.
Yeah, Milk Tyson.
Milk
Tyson.
George... George Forutters.
George Forutters.
What else?
Minnie Pacquiao.
I want people to tweet these at us.
Moody Pacquiao.
Which Rocky, is the hashtag?
Rocky
be?
Beef Boa.
The hashtag will be Rocky Beef Boa. We want you to tweet at us.
Oh, no.
Who has some other boxers? I really don't know a lot of boxers.
Klitschko, Steakko.
Who's that Irish guy?
Irish. May, right?
Irish Mickey's
Ward.
Steak.
Mickey Ward's the Boston guy.
Yeah, Mickey Ward,
no,
that's the fighter,
the
right?
Irish guy.
That's
Conor McGregor, who's
yeah.
MMA.
Oh,
who's
MMA?
Conor McGregor.
For milk, emanade. let's get done with this first riddle.
Fuck, okay.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
So the cows are still being slaughtered, but this is a way that their deaths would not be in vain.
I will say slaughtered is a strong word. There is a potential for them to die. But it's not necessarily, it's cruel the way they're going to die, but it's not absolute or certain.
Are they being like put to work basically?
Yeah.
Like workhorses or like plowing fields?
Where'd you get horses from?
Plowing fields?
Not plowing fields. They're
make
still,
them walk to death?
It's very high risk in terms of like, this is still cruel, but it's not outright slaughter.
Cows washing windows.
Yeah,
it's did Cambodia say, like, what you could do is you could put all the cows on billboards and say, eat more chicken. And now those cows, instead of dying, they're just trying to get people to eat Chick-fil-A.
We will not say that restaurant's name.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is. What would this possibly be?
Here we go. The Cambodian government suggested that the cattle be sent to Cambodia and allowed to wander their fields to explode the many mines left over from their wars.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Owen Wilson, wow.
So the cow was inside us the whole time.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, but also stepping on a landmine would be a nightmare. Did they?
Isn't that your country song you came out with?
Yeah, stepping on a landmine would be a nightmare. Casey Musgraves, answer my calls. Return
not
my
about
emails.
This.
No,
about
not
something
about
else.
This. Not about
get
this. Your life
your
is in danger. Your
cow.
Life is in danger, Casey.
I like her.
Oh, she's great.
I did too. I'm trying to save her life. yeah.
Are we having fun?
Yeah, of course, always.
Did they end up doing that? Did Cambodia end up getting the cows to do
what,
that?
What, am I a fucking history doctor?
I don't know. Yeah.
Excuse me, history doctor. Thank God you're here.
Please, Indiana Jones.
That book didn't say? Well, anyway, that would be a noble death. I don't know that that's... Well, I guess maybe it is more cruel, but it serves a humanitarian purpose. I don't know. Man, what a tough one.
I want to see a scene.
Uh-huh.
The two of you are cows.
Gotcha.
You've been tasked with exploring minefields to explode mines, but you have enough awareness that you think this sucks.
Oh my God!
What? What's up?
I'm anxious.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Look around.
Okay.
It looks like it's about to rain.
Yeah, but we're
I
cows.
I don't have my umbrella.
We're cows. We can sense when it's going to rain. It looks like it's about to, but it's not going to. It's going to pass right by
I
us.
I sense it.
You
maybe
sense it?
Maybe you're feeling a little off. This day has a bad energy. Don't you feel like today just like has like a bad energy?
I don't know.
No.
I feel good. I feel like I'm like...
You look good.
Stop.
You've never looked better.
Stop.
What are you? I'm going to start calling you filet mignon.
No. It's,
you're nothing but filet mignon.
Can I be
cutie.
Honest?
What?
It's the mad cow disease.
No, it's not.
It has wrecked my appetite.
No,
and it's,
you look so...
No, it's the mad cow disease.
Hello, filet mignon. My best friend's a filet mignon.
No one will ever eat me because I am diseased. God. Yeah, and I've lost about 280 pounds.
You look... It's not even like a weight thing. It's like you just like are like you
hey,
look like
back
you
to work.
Today. Oh, we're walking around.
We're walking.
You're walking away from the minefield.
Okay,
we'll move back.
We'll move back over.
Right.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, what's up?
I've been playing nonstop Minesweeper.
Have
I think
you?
Yes, I think I have a pretty good idea where all of the bombs are, and I've kind of flagged them in my mind.
Okay.
So most
are
of these
let
are
me
most
know?
Of these are threes. What's that?
Are you gonna let me know? Are you, am I?
Did that cow just call me a three? I'm a Cambodian six.
Yeah, but you're like an LA two.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'll totally let you know.
Someone just felt a drop of rain. Don't mean to told you so, but here we are.
You know, there's no mines over there.
Oh, over here?
Yeah.
All right, let me just...
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
So,
okay, so you did lie to me.
I did lie to you, and I do feel bad about
that.
You
are my best friend.
Well.
And this sucks. And what's the plan now?
Okay.
Wait, come over here. I have something to give you.
No way would that work.
See.
It almost worked?
I know.
Almost worked. Here we go. It is estimated that the Earth weighs 6 sextillion tons. How much more would the Earth weigh if 1 sextillion tons of concrete and stone were used to build a large wall?
The same.
No. 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 Because that wall is going to be on the Mexican border, and it's going to keep us safe.
This again.
And our safety is worth more than 1,000 pounds. Is it the same?
Aaron was correct. It would weigh the same since all the materials are taken from Earth's original weight.
But it did not say that. It just said if a wall was built. And what if that wall was built with the moon?
Okay.
Yes. So.
I'm checking out.
But I need the moon for the tides. I need the moon to get my period.
Okay. I want to see a scene. I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are presenting a plan to the president. And your plan, because Congress will not approve funds to build a wall, is to blow up the moon and use the moon rocks as a wall on the Mexican border.
Can't we see a scene where she's a woman having her period and I'm the moon?
No.
Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. President. Hello, everybody. Some people call me crazy.
Just so you know, the president could not be here.
Oh, okay.
But I'm one of his idiot sons.
And right. I'm here.
Oh, the queen.
In spirits. This is an audio recording.
Oh, damn it all to hell.
Yes.
My speech. Okay, I rehearsed this last night. Okay. Some people call me crazy. Some people call me handsome.
How crazy handsome are you?
Pretty crazy handsome.
Hey, if you were rich and Asian, then you'd have a real porfecta. I'm sorry?
Can I tell you something? People also call me crazy and handsome. I'm Vincent D'Onofrio, specifically from Men in Black 1. Give me
water.
Sugar.
Sugar.
In water.
Speaking of that.
Uh-huh.
Look up into the sky right now.
Okay, we're all indoors.
All right, well, let's just pretend we're outside. It's the middle of the day. What would we see?
Sun.
Sky.
Yeah, pretty important. We see with the sun. It helps plants grow.
Uh-huh.
What happens in 12 hours? Who comes out? The moon?
The moon?
The moon.
What good does the moon do us?
Nothing. It's the sky devil.
It's the sky devil. Mm-hmm. I say we get a lasso, hook it round the moon, Mary. Mary? I'll give you the moon, Mary?
Yes.
Mary. Sorry, Mary's not paying attention. Mary, look over. Mary, take out your headphones.
I'm so sorry.
I'll give you the moon, Mary.
Oh, thank you.
Mary, I'll give you the moon. Mm-hmm. And then I'll lasso the moon. I'll bring it down to the earth, Mary. I'll bring you the moon. We'll explode it up into a bunch of little pieces.
You'll explode it on the earth?
Yeah. No, I'll explode it in the sky. Take all the pieces.
Makes
sort of
sense.
Like Play-Doh. It feels like Play-Doh in your hands, the moon. Mary, I'll give you the moon, Mary. Put all of the Play-Doh together. We make a wall.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
Well, we're pretty good.
Well,
wait, am I Flodorious Plum?
If Vincent D'Onofrio agrees and he is the Secretary of the Moon, then, yeah, this plan sounds good to me.
It will cost $1.3 bajillion.
Okay, bajillion dollars.
That's my property value. Plug.
Seed.
Seed.
Water. Water.
It's like he's wearing a
sugar.
It's like he's wearing an Egger suit. Let's see here. Which number is next in this series? 10, 4, 3, 11, 15.
10, 4, 3, 11, 15.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Wait, I'm
going
to write that down.
10, 4, 3, 11, 15.
Okay. 10 minus 6 is 4. 6 plus 4 is 3. 3 minus 1 is 11. 11 minus 4 is 15.
10, 4, 3, 11, 15.
15. And a little hint.
4, 8, 15, 16.
What's our anniversary?
Paper.
And you're going to want to write out those words on paper.
That's a really good hint. That's a really good hint.
10, 4, 3, 11, 15, good buddy.
Okay. 10, 4, 3, 11, 15.
Which number is next in this series? And I'll give you some options for the numbers. A, 14. B, 1. C, 17. D, 12.
12.
Why?
Explain your work. Show your work.
I never have and I never will do that. I'm a bad student.
What are my options again?
14, 1, 17, 12.
Is it a word thing or a number thing?
Word thing.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Which is why I asked you to write out the numbers.
10, 4, 3, 11, 15, 17.
Why?
It goes up in numbers.
Yeah.
It goes up in numbers.
So it, 10 is three letters, 4 is four letters,
yeah.
3 is four is five letters,
mm-hmm.
11 is six letters?
You got the solution right, but the answer wrong.
11 is six letters. 15 is seven letters.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that is eight letters.
14, 1, 17, 12.
14. Yep. Yeah. It's eight letters.
It's 14. When spelled out, each number in the series is longer than the previous number by one letter.
That was very fun.
That one was
pretty good. An actual good riddle.
That one is actually a good riddle, and it was actually hard to do.
And actually, I'm having fun.
And actually?
Honestly? Actually?
And love actually?
Love honestly?
And love honestly. That's the movie.
Oh, that's
a movie.
We did it. Tony
mm-hmm,
Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Collette.
Tony.
Tony Shalhoub.
Tony's Seasoning.
What about a movie that's just all the famous Tonys?
All right, who do we have? Tony Shalhoub.
Antonin Scalia.
Tony Hopkins.
Tony Hopkins. God.
That's it.
Yeah, just Tony Shalhoub and Anthony Hopkins, I guess, and none of the ones that we mentioned previously.
What's the plot?
Ooh,
it's basically Love Actually.
Question. They try and come up with a movie?
Oh, nice. That sounds fun.
They try and
pretty relatable to what's happening right now.
Come up with a vehicle to star the two of them.
Mark Anthony.
Let's do one more riddle and then we'll go to break. The tension in the Aaron?
We're being menaces. That wasn't me.
Put that down. Aaron, put that down.
JPC got me in trouble.
That's a cement block.
JPC,
I just had
a
vision of what it would happen.
Okay.
I want to see you front and center.
I am. I'm here.
Great.
I'm here. I'm ready.
Take off that sweaty shirt.
What?
Take off my sweatshirt?
Yeah.
It's too sweaty.
Okay, that's
fair. Too hot for this.
Here's our next riddle. The tension in the poker game was building rapidly among Sam, Buck, Sid, Slip, and Ari. Suddenly, Sam lunged at Shady and began pummeling him. Buck jumped up and pulled Sam off his victim. On the card table, there were five hands, and each had three cards facing up. One hand contained a king, a queen, and an ace. There were two aces and a king in the next hand, and three jacks in the third. Two queens and an ace made up the fourth hand, with two kings and an ace making up the fifth. Shady had dealt the last hand. Slug accused Shady of cheating. Why?
So there's five aces on the table.
Yeah.
Is that the answer to the riddle? That can't.
There were five aces face up on the table, and Shady had been the last one to deal.
I have a question. Were they dogs? Was it just a
they
bunch
were dogs,
of dogs
playing
poker?
Famously, dogs playing poker.
I want to see a scene.
Yes.
And it's just all of us at a poker night. That's it.
All right.
Okay.
Auntie up. Auntie, you're up. Aunt. Aunt Judy.
Let me get my glasses. Hold on.
Auntie Judy.
Auntie, you're up.
Has anyone seen my glasses?
What?
They're on your face.
Jeff.
What?
My glasses.
I'm watching Family Guy.
Okay, I'll find them on my own.
What?
Uncle Jeff.
What are you? What?
Uncle Jeff. Yeah. That's American Dad.
What do you mean?
You're watching American Dad.
I like the alien. He says quippy things.
Does anyone want another gin and tonic?
Oh, yes.
Not you. The poker game.
What? You're playing poker?
Yeah, come on down. We're in the basement.
I'm halfway through an episode of American Family Dad.
No.
My glasses were on my face.
Yeah,
all right,
I told you they're on
your
face.
Okay, let's do this.
So we're playing Texas
Hold'em.
Oh,
I gotta pee. Hold on. Okay.
What are you doing in there?
I'm gonna pee, honey.
Are you peeing in there?
I'm gonna pee. Do you need anything in
You're
the
gonna
bathroom?
Pee, honey? Oh, that's gonna be a while.
I have to pee as well.
All right, I'm gonna go. I'm almost done.
Use toilet paper.
I know.
On the doorknob.
Do you have to remind Aunt Judy to use toilet paper?
On the doorknob.
Ugh.
All right, I'm ready. I am here. We are playing poker. And let us.
Aunt Judy, you are covered in piss.
Am I? Okay. Let's go. Let's get started.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to put in $5.
No, the microwave just went off. Sorry.
Don't touch it.
What is it?
I'm microwaving a lizard.
Okay, I'll come back in. All right, so you put
$5
in.
Is my uncle JP Riddle?
So we're going to put $5 in. How much are you putting in?
I don't have any money.
I'll put in $5 for you.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to put in $800.
$800? What are we, American family guy?
American dad.
Where are my glasses?
See.
We ready for the next break?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, I'm ready for the next break.
A break happened.
Is this a riddle break?
Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah, I'll hear you out. Let's hear it.
A break happened.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Well,
so we could hear from our sponsors.
We have to have sponsors because we depend on advertisers to help offset the costs of this show.
JPC nailed it.
So that's why we take the breaks.
We need to offset the cost of the show.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we do take a break and there will be no ad.
And when that happens,
we're fucked.
We're
the cost of the show financially
and emotionally devastated.
We're crushed when that happens. Yeah. And it could happen very well right now. We could take a break and there could be no ad. You could come right back to it. Or, thank God, God willing, there's three or four ads.
Here's what we'll say. Uh-huh. We're going to take a break. If we have a sponsor,
they'll do a message.
We'll come back.
Yeah. Wait, what?
If we don't, this is the end of the
podcast. Where are my glasses?
We'll see you back after this quick break.
Aaron, JPC, shh. Come on in, but be careful. All my penguins are sleeping on my Helix Sleep mattress.
Aww.
Look at that. The whole team sleeping on a Helix Sleep.
Helix Sleep, the mattress by and for penguins? No.
No,
wait,
that's not
that
it.
Can't be right. That can't be right, right?
Well, it's not by and for, but they love it, just like humans do.
Adel, I can't wait to wake them up and tell them that I also have a Helix Sleep mattress. I have the Midnight Lux, and it's by far the best night's sleep I've ever gotten. I miss my mattress so much.
Oh, dang.
Aaron, do you think that people like being woken up to hear that someone has the same mattress as them?
In my experience.
I gotta say, okay. Midnight Lux would have been such a good penguin baseball player name. Also, I don't know if you've noticed, the penguins love these models with the memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if they sleep on their side, which most of them sleep standing up, but some of them sleep on their sides.
Wake them up so I can tell them that Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, which I enjoy, and newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. So all you have to do is take a quick Helix Sleep Quiz to find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Aww. Wake them up.
And if they have mattresses for kids, they must have mattresses that penguins can enjoy as well, right?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
Plus, penguins will love this. There's no better way than to test out a mattress than by sleeping on it in your home or your burrow or wherever penguins live. That's why Helix offers a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. 10 to 15 years, that's a penguin's lifespan, maybe.
Oh, one of them's waking up. Oh, they want to say something.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And hey, Penguin, I'm sorry. Is there any truth to the fact that Helix is owned by penguins, made by penguins, and it's exclusively for penguins? Or is that just something I made up in a dream?
Oh, he's asleep. He fell asleep.
Quick, wake him up and tell him about your mattress. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time all in one place,
all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play penguin baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here.
They're
coming here.
They're running.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
That was so funny, JVC. Oh, I'm feeling drained.
Okay. No, yeah.
My social battery literally just ran out after you told that really funny joke.
Same girl, same.
It was a story about me getting into a car accident, but yeah, whatever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I really hit my wall. I'm feeling a little burnt out, a little tired.
Mm-hmm. Car also hit me into a wall.
I think I gotta talk to my BetterHelp therapist about this.
Aaron, I will say it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter and with JPC's stories.
Yeah, Puzzbot, you totally get it. You have a battery. I got a battery. Mm-hmm. You know what? I've been using BetterHelp for many years, and it helps me so much. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I just send a message to my counselor anytime I'm feeling a little low, blue, stressed, anxious, and she gets back to me so quickly in the most thoughtful way. It works for my brain better than traditional riding to a therapy ever did for me.
Yeah, speaking of brains, I got the brain scan back, by the way, just so you know, and I'm all clear that there's no bleed. Yeah.
And you just have to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
This is a drawing of a brain.
Always cool hanging out with you, Puzzbot. Always just a breath of fresh air.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I know I have struggled with why was I created to do puzzles. Are we really doing puzzles anymore, though? So,
not really, I guess. That's a good point, Puzzbot.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE. Sorry about your cat, GPC? What was it?
Cat scan?
I got hit by a caterpillar construction truck.
Fun!
And we are back.
And we want to thank our mini sponsors and all of their fine products.
Our mini sponsors.
Yes, we are.
Minnie Mouse.
M&M's Minis.
Minnie...
Driver.
The Moocher.
Minnie
Driver.
The Moocher! The song from Blues Brothers.
Yes, thank you specifically to Minnie the Moocher, the song from Blues Brothers.
I once had a blackout sketch where it was like somebody talking to Siri.
Oh, no.
Like, I can't remember what it was, but it's like... hey Siri, what's up? And then Siri would be like, up is a Pixar movie, etc. My Siri just turned on. But one of them was, Siri, call me a cab. And then Siri would call Cab Calloway.
That's funny.
Surprisingly, didn't go over well.
People didn't love that.
Yeah.
Hey, but you did pitch this in 1991, correct?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I can't relate to this. All of my comedy has gone over very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
I've never bombed, never failed.
Do you remember the biggest bomb in terms of something that you wrote? What the biggest bomb that you ever wrote was?
Oh God, yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me think.
I remember I did And I think that this stuck with me because I loved the idea so much. And it just fucking fell flat in its face. Mm-hmm. But I was in like the high school Second City summer program. So mm-hmm. I think I was like 17. And I with my buddy Rick, and we had come to Chicago to like take this class. And we wrote this sketch where we were two adult human men who were like New York City like guys. But we were professional gargoyles, so we were like gargoyles on the top of a building, and we were like on top of a bank, and we were like talking about the Gargoyles Union, and I thought it was like a very funny idea, and the end of the line was like after this like 4-minute sketch, we were like, hey, Mikey, you ever wish we could wear clothes? And I thought that was funny. We did it to silence.
No.
Like, we did it in front of this class, and they were like, so what? What are you?
And PBC like, was a second grade class?
It was a second grade class. We were there in elementary school. And I just remember being like, oh, that was not funny. We went away and we thought this was funny for like 7 hours. And we came back and we were like, no. No one likes this.
I want to see that scene.
No, boy.
But the three of us are going to do it. And okay. We're going to try and make it. We're going to try and improve upon it.
All right, so we're human gargoyles.
We're three human gargoyles. And we're going to make this funny.
Okay.
It gets windy up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm from New York.
Hey.
Hey.
The Big Apple. No, I'm not talking about the atoms in my throat.
Oh, it's pretty funny.
Cool. Stop. Let's try over.
Okay. Yeah, that wasn't funny. Let's try one more time. Funny. Yeah, make it funny. Make it funny.
Oh, boy.
And this is my voice this time. Let's start over.
Let's start over one more time. Okay.
Oh, boy, with cockles. Oh, calculator.
Oh, man, yikes.
Yikesy, bikesy.
Let's start over over time.
I'm a little gargoyle. Can you believe it?
No. Fucked it. Aaron, what was the worst thing you've ever written?
I'm trying to think of, there is one thing that, I'm having a hard time remembering. There was a sketch that I wrote with Laurel Zoff Pelton that I thought was amazing, and we didn't get much of a response, where I was her pretend friend, and she was like a little boy, and we were playing pretend, and he asked me out, like the little boy asked the pretend friend out, and the pretend friend said no, which we thought was so funny because it's like you're getting rejected by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little boy practicing getting rejected. And it didn't really play very well. But I was like, I love this. This is funny and sweet and should be getting more of a reaction.
I think that a lot of times, too, like, especially with, like, sketch writing, is, like, you'll write your first attempt and then you'll put it up in front of someone or you'll put it up in front of a director or whatever and you'll get notes and feedback. And then you could make it better or you can just, like, ditch it, whatever. So some of the biggest, like, bombs are just things that, like, I put up probably once and they just didn't go well. And I'm like, fuck that forever. Like, that's done.
One. Did I ever tell you guys about waiter serving dogs, waiter serving dogs, waiter serving dogs?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I might still do this bit for something one day. So I almost did this for one of my SNL auditions, and everyone was like, don't!
Don't do that.
So I go, this is a waiter serving dogs. And I'm a waiter, and I go up, and I read the specials, and they're all dog food. And then I go, this is a waiter. Now, this is a waiter serving dogs. And I walk up, and I'm talking to people, and all the food is dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is a Siberian Husky ravioli. And then... the third one is I go, and this is a waiter serving dogs. And I'm like, I love playing tennis. And I pick up a dog and I serve it. And no one likes it.
Yeah. I can see
KJ's
how no one would like
mind.
That.
KJ hates me. No one likes this bit. Whoever likes this bit is my soulmate. KJ likes it.
I did a Second City show where the class wrote this, or it was a few of us in the class wrote this sketch where it was like sex acts, where it's like, you know, like there's a Cleveland steamer, or like there's like the weird sex acts, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So for a while that was like a popular joke, and we would like improvise them. So one of them was like, oh, I gave a guy a Houdini. That's where you punch him in the stomach and he dies 7 days later. So it's just like dumb stuff like that. And one of the ones I did was I gave a guy an According to Jim. That's where you fuck a guy every Tuesday night at 7, 8 p.m. Central, and the whole time he says your brother was better. Or something like that. But it was just a bad joke. And I did it for our run at Second City. And then Rob Belushi, who's Jim Belushi's son, was like in the community. And so all these people afterwards would be like, because people would like laugh at the joke. But then people were like, Adel, Rob Belushi's looking for you. And I was like, what? And they're like, Rob Belushi, he's looking for you. And then, like, weeks would go by, and then I'd be at a party, and they're like, are you Adel? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, Rob Belushi's looking for you. And I'm like, okay. And this kept happening for like a while. That's where people kept saying Rob Belushi's looking for me. And then I feel like I finally met him because he went to school at Steppenwolf with my sister. And he was just like, hey, I'm Rob. I'm like, hey, I'm Adel. And he's like, cool. It's like, but it's just this ominous thing where I'm like, is this guy going to like.
Maybe it was a different Rob Belushi that was looking
for
you.
Yeah, different Rob Belushi.
Aaron, people don't like my waiter serving dogs, Ben.
It's bad.
It's really not great. There was a waiter bit that it happened in an improv rehearsal where there was a scene that was happening where two people were doing a scene on a Ferris wheel. So they were like sitting, you know, side by side, hands like out in front of them. And Max Gannett from our improv team, he had missed like a crucial line at the very beginning where they were on a Ferris wheel. So then like 2 minutes into the scene, he comes on as a waiter and he like drops off waters and he's like, can I get you guys anything else?
Everybody
just starts dying laughing because he had just missed the part where they were on a Ferris wheel.
Sweet.
So for so long I wanted to do a solo bit, which was a waiter, like a waiter on a Ferris wheel. And it was, this is a waiter. It's his first day at work and he works on a Ferris wheel, and it's just be like, hey, I'm Jeff, can I get you guys some water? Just getting farther and farther away as people just go by him. It's like, here's the check and just pay anytime you want.
I have a bit, again, might do something with this, but people didn't like it, which it was a...
This is turning into a Patreon episode.
Yeah, but there's just this woman who is interviewing a roller coaster designer on the roller coaster, but she's deathly afraid of roller coasters. So she starts so professional, like she clearly wants to get hired to be like a full-time anchor.
This sounds like Steve Carell's character, the waiter who's nauseated by food.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah. There's so many fun waiter bits, everyone. So many fun waiter bits.
Mine wasn't a waiter at all. She was a newscaster interviewing someone on a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's a waiter. what is a newscaster except a waiter for the weather? I'll take my answer offline.
All right, ready for another riddle.
We could hear some riddles, please.
Dinner hour was becoming a traumatic time for Arnold. His tuxedo was immaculate, and he had not said anything to disturb anyone. As everyone waited, Arnold used the wrong fork. Now Arnold was really off the mark.
Arnold was a penguin.
This, my friends, is from Nathan Levi's Stories with Holes, Volume Fave.
So wait, and there's a hole in this story.
Dinner hour was becoming a traumatic time for Arnold. His tuxedo was immaculate, and he had not said anything to disturb anyone. As everyone waited, Arnold used the wrong fork. Now Arnold was really off the mark.
Did he like fork someone's wife or something like that?
I have nipples, Arnold. Can you fork me?
Can you give us a hint?
Wait, what's the first line of this?
Dinner hour was becoming a traumatic time for Arnold.
Traumatic time, but there's nothing traumatic about this story. Is that correct? Except he used the wrong fork?
So he's not eating the dinner. He's like a maitre d' or a waiter or something.
No. But using the wrong fork is key.
Okay.
So dinner hour was becoming a traumatic time for Arnold. His tuxedo was immaculate, and he had not said anything to disturb anyone. As everyone waited, Arnold used the wrong fork. Arnold was really off the mark.
I know it.
What is it?
Has to do with time.
Yeah, I know it. But you know? I'm not going to say because I know
he's
it.
He's starting to eat while everyone else is.
No.
Yes, how gauche.
I don't know.
Is Arnold even there?
No.
Yeah.
Fork in the road.
Arnold took the wrong fork in the road, making him even later for his formal engagement dinner.
He was getting engaged at a formal.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't she lovely?
I want to see a scene.
Oh.
Adel, you're at your engagement dinner, and JPC is would be your best man, and your fiance hasn't shown up yet, and JPC, you're like trying to either comfort or. Whatever you want.
Gotcha.
Oh, boy. This is...
Jeff, don't worry about it, man.
Not going well.
Jeff, she's not here, but I'm your best man. I'm going to step in.
Is that what best men do?
Yes.
You're going to marry me?
I'm going to marry you.
Where do we go from there?
What's that?
Where do we go from there?
Cabo. We do the honeymoon as planned. We can change the plane ticket.
Wait,
it'll be
wait,
a $200
wait,
charge.
Wait, wait. Hey, is Senior Frogs
hey, bud,
in Cabo?
Hey, bud, can I do a sidebar with you over here 1 second?
Ooh, we have a sidebar? It's not open, is it? It's cash.
Jeff, it's a cash sidebar. Oh. I'm going to figure this out for you. Phew. You just hang tight.
Come over here.
Yeah.
Just tell. You have feelings for him.
What's that?
Just say that you love him.
No, that would be inappropriate.
Don't go around this way.
That would be inappropriate, Claire. Hey. I'm not good. I'm not going to do that, okay?
Don't frame it like this. Just say, I'm your best friend and I am in love with you.
What am I supposed to say?
Go. I'm your best friend.
I'm supposed to tell him that from the day we first met in the third grade, that his charisma and his energy and his passion and his love and his vibrancy was something that I fell for almost immediately.
Hey, Claire,
and
can I talk to you for a second? Claire, can you come on? Mm-hmm. Hey, sorry to pull you away.
No worries.
Hey, Claire, I know you're talking to my best man. Yeah. We both know his name. It's
Mike.
Yeah. Even just watching from a distance, I can tell that you're in love with him. Why don't you just tell me you have feelings for him?
I can't. What am I supposed to say to him? That
whatever you want. He's
I've
single,
known
isn't
him
he?
Since the third grade, and his charisma and general handsomeness has gotten me through so many hard times. Like, what am I supposed to say?
Hey, Jeff, can I talk to you for a second over here?
Second,
I'm your father. I just want to step in here and say I don't think a third grader should be getting married.
Well, Dad, I guess this is where we agree to disagree. Am I using that term right? Agree to disagree?
Yeah, but I don't love it that you called me Dad. It's Rick.
I got a D in the last
test. Married your
mom.
Hey,
Rick, can I have a sidebar?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just tell him that you love him.
He's my wife's kid. I guess I gotta.
Hey, Donna, yep, can I talk to you for a second? Mm-hmm. Can I get, let's see here. Can I get a bourbon? Can you make like
I'm not a
This is a sidebar, right?
Scene.
I actually loved that scene.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
And that all took place on a Ferris wheel.
Here's another story with a hole in it.
Guys, everybody, listeners, from now on, every single scene for the next 50 episodes is taking place on a Ferris wheel.
One of my favorite things now to do in an improv scene is when someone has clearly established that they are not in a restaurant is to walk on as a waiter to drop off some menus. Fuck off.
All right, let's see another.
This one is called The Sounds of Thunder.
What is this, a Cat Stevens album?
What is this, Simon and Garfunkel song?
What is this, an Oklahoma City basketball game?
We all just crushed it. Wow, three equals.
The sounds of thunder were all around as Libby moved quickly down the alley. She was very nervous because of the unpredictability of teenage boys. Libby kept looking back at them to make sure they did not come after her or throw anything. After reaching the end of the alley, Libby had to turn around. She bravely walked back past the boys without incident. Where that hole?
Can you read it one more time?
The sounds of thunder were all around as Libby moved quickly down the alley. She was very nervous because of the unpredictability of teenage boys. Libby kept looking back at them to make sure they did not come after her or throw anything. After reaching the end of the alley, Libby had to turn around. She bravely walked past the boys without incident.
Libby is a police car.
Ah, boy. What does that stand for? law enforcement with an I.
Law enforcement by big.
Y'all come back.
So everybody knows where there's thunder, there's lightning.
Yes.
So this has something to do with lightning.
Mm-hmm.
You could not be more wrong.
Why? Where the hell is the lightning, sir?
That's the hole. There is no lightning, but there are sounds of thunder as Libby quickly moved down the alley.
Okay, what else makes thunder sounds? The musical Stomp.
Yeah.
Is Stomp a musical or is it just an experience?
It's an experience. It's like Blue Man Group.
Or sex.
Or sex. We really stomped guts last night. Wait, did you kill your partner?
God, yeah, man. She stomped my dick. Why?
When I have sex, it sounds exactly like Stomp.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It sounds exactly like it.
It's like trash can lids banging together.
Yep. Did I ever tell you guys about this kid Colin in high school who thought whacking off meant physically whacking, like smacking your penis?
Is he okay now?
No, his penis got smacked to pieces.
I smacked to pieces.
So it's something sounds like thunder.
Yes.
But it's not thunder.
Yes.
Is it an Oklahoma City basketball game?
It is not. It is not.
Is it a dump truck?
Nope.
Like fireworks.
What? Fireworks.
Nope.
Something that sounds like thunder. Is it a big wet fart?
I miss women.
I miss swimming.
But I can't go swimming because of the thunder.
But I can't go swimming because women complain.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women. What's that from?
Frank Zappa.
That's what it's from.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a sound that sounds like thunder but is not thunder.
Here are the key phrases. The sounds of thunder, Libby quickly moved down the alley. After reaching the end of the alley, she turned around and walked past the people.
Is this a basketball game?
Nope. She was nervous because she thought the people were going to throw something.
Throw the basketball. Is an alley a term in basketball?
Yeah.
Dunk alley?
Yeah.
Is that what running up to the hoop is called? Dunk alley?
Drive to the hole.
Yeah, drive to the hole. Throw me the rock.
Yeah. Take it to the Christie Alley.
Cheers. Oh, God.
Yeah. So, Alley, throw something. Sounds of Thunder.
It's a basketball game.
You have the ball part right.
There is a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Football.
Alley. Hockey?
No.
Soccer? Oh, is it a sport with an alley? Bowling.
There we go.
Libby is a bowling pin.
Libby is a bowling pin. Libby worked in a bowling alley. She had to go down the alley to get the stuck bowling ball when the frolicking teenage boys had bowled at the wrong time. They hit the pin setter and got the bowling ball stuck. Libby kept looking back because she was afraid one of the young boys would bowl while she was walking or walk down the bowling alley to fix things himself.
That would suck to get hit in the legs with a bowling ball.
I went bowling recently with a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old. And the 13-year-old, I watched...
Wait, who would kidnap who?
They both kidnapped me.
Great.
I watched the 13-year-old slowly descend into madness, watching his little sister. She did not want to be bowling. It was just him and I who wanted to go bowling. Just drop the bowling ball on the front of like the alley and then turn around and walk away and not even see it. It did, and she kept getting strikes and spares, and he was earnestly trying the whole time and was getting like no pins down, and I saw him descend into madness. He was like, she just drops it, she's not even look, there's no follow through, this sucks.
And that was a little kid.
That was Aaron. That was me.
Aaron.
And I was just enjoying myself. Yeah,
whispering that into that kid's ear. I went bowling recently as well, and I think I got like 100 on my first game, and in my second game I got slightly above 100, and I was like proud of myself for doing better in the second game. But we were bowling with work people, and it was with two, like, we had two lanes next to each other, and one of the lanes, it was at this really shitty place.
Of the lanes was Elaine Bryant.
It was the place.
That would be the funniest bowling alley. It's all bowling alley lanes in one of them.
It was a Lane Bryant next to a bowling alley.
You could still bowl through it, though.
You're on 7 and Lane Bryant. It's that bowling alley by Arclight.
I love that one.
Is a piece of shit. But we are on these two.
Did you hear Aaron just say, I love that one?
So the biggest bowling ball that they had in there was an 11-pound ball. And it was like, what? Like, where? Anyway, I also don't think those lanes are regulation. But the lane that we were on was broken. So no matter what you bowled, the machine registered a strike. So we were bowling and we were like, someone rolled a strike first up. And then everyone else just was rolling strikes when they were rolling nothing. And it was like every lane in there was broken. There was this poor guy with a screwdriver just trying to fix machines.
That poor guy.
It was a nightmare. Yeah, and we kept hitting him in the legs with bowling balls.
At that bowling alley, I went bowling once with one of my improv teams, and Jesse Kendall, anytime he got a strike, he would yell Katniss Everdeen, like from the Hunger Games, like the way that guy yells it, and it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
That's pretty good.
Katniss Everdeen! For the whole bowling alley to hear.
I do want to see a scene.
Uh-huh.
Aaron and JPC, you are two announcers for the NBA.
Okay.
So you're announcing an NBA game. You clearly have no idea what the terms are for basketball, so you keep accidentally alluding to other sports and using other sports terminology.
Well, Carl, we're here and we're having a great time.
Melissa, we are. And we are here to talk basketball.
Basketball.
We have the Orlando
Baskets. And you know what I love about basketball? A couple things. The sound of those sneakers squeaking. And also, I love that it's on ice.
Yikes. Bikes, and it is on ice, and let's move down to the track side.
Yeah.
All right, number 23 takes the ball, and he is just slobbering it down the yard.
Yep, the yard, and God damn it, I hope he gets a goal.
He leans back, he slaps it around, and
he has some confidence. He does a pirouette.
That's a finish line. One finish line for Charlotte.
Oh, you're right, Carl. Here we go. The other team has...
Orlando has possession of the knife. and they are shimmying down the slide.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The slip and slide.
That's a direct transfer to number 41. Number 41 leans back and he deposits that check.
Yeah, and that's a hole in one.
Okay, let's go to the scoreboard real quick.
It's something Love.
61.
60 Love.
Four,
My name one. Is Kevin Love.
Okay, and we have a special announcement from the court. It looks like someone is proposing.
No, I'm a basketball player. My name is Kevin Love.
Say yes.
Say yes. Say. She said yes,
she
folks.
Said yes, everybody.
She said yes. Now let's get back into the game. He's flim-flamming the shenanigans, and it's into the mouth.
Same.
Adel's dying.
Adel earnestly trying to help us with a basketball reference.
A sweet Kevin Love reference.
That is what the show could be called, is Adel earnestly trying to help us. And us just ignoring him.
Shouting over him.
All right, we're going to go into our home stretch here. This is going to be three riddles in a row. Mm-hmm. This is still part of Nathan Levi's Stories with Holes. This is Lenny and the Bus.
Lenny and the Bus.
Lenny and the Bus, part one, part two, and part three.
Okay.
And we're going to be on a short leash here, so we have to solve these pretty quick.
Love it.
Lenny Heisler, what a name, Nathan Levi, kudos. Lenny Heisler was held by the police simply for trying to catch a bus on a crowded Brooklyn street. Solve.
Catch a bus.
Lenny Heisler was held by the police simply for trying to catch a bus on the crowded Brooklyn street.
He was using one of those, what's those things that shoots arrows?
Bus catcher.
Yeah.
He was using a bow?
No, like a bow or like...
A crossbow?
A crossbow. That's what I'm trying to think of. Or a big old net. So he's trying to catch the bus.
By catch the bus, do you mean trying to get on the bus?
I don't.
Okay.
He's speeding in the car.
Was he one of those guys who takes his little skateboard and grabs onto the back of a bus?
That's fun. Mm-hmm. Kid Riddles does that.
Yeah. He was trying to catch a bus, but not to board the bus.
Mm-hmm. He's speeding after the bus.
Is this the movie Speed?
Mm-hmm.
It is?
No.
No, man.
Lenny was held by the police simply for trying to catch a bus on a crowded Brooklyn street.
Is catch a bus slang for something?
It is.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Busted nut.
Drug?
Drug bus?
You just said drug?
Drugs.
Is singular?
Is it slang for drug?
Hey,
son, are you doing drug?
Excuse me, you cool kids. Can I have a drug? That's how I would ask for drugs.
Is catch a bus, is it jerk off?
Are you smoking a weed? Is catch a bus jerk off?
It is slang. He's not trying to catch like a city bus.
Lenny was trying to catch the bus with rocks that he was throwing at the bus.
Oh.
That was part one, my friends.
Wait,
here we go
what?
To part two.
Jesus.
Lenny was again arrested for trying to catch a bus on a crowded Bronx street.
I'm so glad that I'm not Lenny's mom.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the last one was he was throwing rocks at a bus. Is this one he's trying to spray paint the bus?
Nope. Lenny was again arrested for trying to catch a bus on a crowded Bronx street.
Catch a bus. Was he trying to deface the bus?
No.
Was he defacing the bus?
Yes. The bus with Jerome Bettis.
It
was in Bronx. Jennifer Lopez was there. She's still
was he? Yeah.
Bronx.
Was he pissing on the bus?
Nope.
Are you pissing on a bus?
Are you reeling in your dick? this has to do with what he is saying. So he got arrested for verbal content.
Oh.
He's trying to catch a bus.
Lenny was again arrested for trying to catch a bus on a crowded Bronx street.
F you, bus.
Close.
Was he cursing at the bus?
As Lenny was running to the bus, he kept yelling, "Hold up, hold up."
Like this is a hold up.
Held up.
What?
Mm. Lenny and the Bus Part 3.
You're a little bitch bus.
You can't get arrested for saying hold up.
Yeah, which is the most jarring line from the Magic School Bus.
They don't love you like I love you.
When Miss Frizzle goes, "You're a little bitch bus."
Yes.
Hey, you're a little bitch bus. You do as I say.
Cries. And the bus cries.
How does everyone feel about me playing a live action Miss Frizzle?
Here we go. We're going to see a scene. Aaron, you are Miss Frizzle. Mm-hmm. JPC and I are your students.
Mm-hmm.
And we are in a bus going somewhere.
Okay, kids. I know we're used to crazy adventures.
Why are you yelling?
What do you mean we're used to? This is the first day of a new semester.
We don't know Miss Frizzle because of your hair.
That's rude, and you've hurt my feelings, all right, kids? Let's get this show on the road, or this bus on the road, but I don't mean a road. We're going somewhere very interesting. Today, we're going to a butt.
Shouldn't we have signed a permission slip or something, or something from our parents to go on a field trip?
We're going to make the bus real, real small, and we're going to fly up someone's butt, and we're going to learn about butts.
Are you a teacher or a bus driver?
I am. I have this little lizard friend, and
it bit me.
I know, I didn't say he was nice, but I have this lizard friend and I teach about science
and
other
such things. That's a brown recluse spider.
That spider legit looks like it has mad cow disease.
I am Miss Frizzle.
This classroom is full of Cambodian landmines.
Don't move.
I wouldn't.
Oh, she's got a gun.
Oh my God, she has a gun. Hold up, hold up. This classroom.
See, I'm serious about playing Miss Frizzle in live action Magic School.
Somebody
Bus.
Write it. I feel like
I love that.
Aren't they doing
I'd
one
see
with
that.
Kate McKinnon?
Oh, she's better.
Or
she's
was
better
she,
choice.
Or is she in the?
Oh, maybe she's the animated. Okay. I want to play live action.
Lenny the Bus Part 3. Lenny was arrested this time for trying to help his friend catch the bus.
He's trying to help his friend catch the bus.
Yeah, he's speeding after it.
Yeah.
With a car.
He's driving.
He's arrested for speeding.
He's driving for speeding.
What I'll say is, as clever as the first two were, this one is just fucking blunt force.
Blunt force clever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lenny is trying to catch the bus.
This is not even a fun thing.
He's trying to help his friend catch the bus.
And was arrested.
He's pushing his friend into the bus?
Lenny helped his friend catch the bus by grabbing the bus driver and not letting the bus driver do anything until his friend caught up with the bus.
What is his problem?
I don't know. I feel like Nathan,
I see a scene.
Nathan Levi was kicked off a bus.
JPC, you are the titular Lenny.
Okay.
Aaron, you are Lenny's parole officer. Mm-hmm. He's been arrested 3 times. You are giving him a stern talking to so you don't have to see his face again.
Cannot I know. You're back here.
I know. And I'm so sorry.
Take a seat.
Okay. That's fair.
Why? Why?
I've been thinking about that. I've been trying to answer that question as well. So I'm going to throw this out there. This is just a complete, you know, hair up my ass wild idea.
Okay.
Do you think it could have anything to do with the fact that my father who abandoned me is a bus driver? And every time I see a bus driver, I fucking go red and I just start pummeling them or verbally abusing them or accosting them or throwing rocks at them.
I don't know, man. I think you're just obsessed with seeing me. I think this is about me.
Why? Because ever since the third grade when we were on the playground together and I was taken by your
charisma. As Lenny
charisma
confesses his love,
energy,
we see a tiny bus fly up his anus.
Miss Frizzle!
Fun.
See?
Doesn't it feel like Nathan Levi was like, honey, I got 3 amazing bus riddles.
Which one do I use?
Which
use
one?
Use all 3.
Oh, why can't you use all 3, honey? You're the best in the biz.
And in this situation, he's talking to a frozen pizza.
He calls his wife. Here's something in the back of the book I found. Nathan Levi is the author of more than 40 books, which have sold almost 250,000 copies to teachers and parents in the U.S., Europe, Asia, South America, Australia, and Africa. His unique Stories with Holes series continues to be proclaimed the most popular activity used in regular classrooms by hundreds of educators.
Wow. Okay.
He's an extremely popular dynamic speaker on thinking, writing, and differentiation. See, the fact that it says he's an extremely popular speaker makes me think he wrote this.
Yeah.
I also...
Well, why wouldn't he?
He's my number one dream guest for the show.
As a former school principal, company president, parents of 4 daughters, and trainer, Nathan's ability to transfer knowledge and strategies to audiences through humorous, thought-provoking stories assures that participants leave with a plethora of new ways to approach their future endeavors.
My new goal is to date every one of his 4 daughters.
Break all their hearts in order.
I'm going to break all their hearts in order of their heart size.
Suggested stories will not be returned to you and will be acknowledged only if selected. So you can send him stories.
Oh, nice.
And there's an address. So we should write to this address. Oh, there's also a website, storieswithholes.com.
Yeah, we've been there.
We should hire him to come in and give us a speech.
I would pay money to have him here.
But nobody, we have to delete our back catalog, and nobody has to laugh.
Everybody be quiet. Be very quiet.
So as we end this episode, I have one final riddle for in celebration of our year anniversary.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, 1 year.
Yeah, well, 1 year. And if you want to celebrate with us, email us a
champagne.
Little congratulation.
Email us some champagne.
Use the subject champagne in the subject line.
So you're a champagne in my ass. You're a champagne 16th of my name.
There you go.
Patreon content.
Here's our final riddle to send us to the plugs. When you do not know what I am, then I am something. But when you do know what I am, then I am nothing. What am I? When you do not know what I am, then I am something. But when you know what I am, then I am nothing.
It's nothing. Feel like it's like a secret.
Very close.
A whisper.
A riddle.
Oh, colder.
A riddle?
It's a riddle.
It's a riddle?
It's a riddle.
The answer to that riddle is
the
a riddle?
The answer to this riddle is a riddle. Wow. Isn't that kind of fun?
That's like a snake eating its own horse.
Police horse.
Yeah.
Give me back my son.
Ouroboro.
Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
Just follow me, AaronKeefe10, on Instagram to get information about my shows and my web series that's coming out.
Ooh, what's the name of the web series?
I think it's going to be called Welcome Back.
Get back to us when you know the
Welcome back.
JPC, anything to plug?
You know, just follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly. Follow me at Instagram at SharkBarkman. Maybe you'll see some pictures of spaghetti. Who knows?
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter at AddleSoFly. You can also check out our Patreon.
Get it before it's
gone. Go to patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. We have a $5 tier. For that, you can show people that you did kill someone if you put that tier on your face.
Yes.
And also, you get new episodes of brand new content every Friday.
Every week. Full-length episodes.
And
every
access
Friday.
To our D&D four-episode arc. And we also have our live shows
all
up there.
All of our live shows, yeah.
So you're going to want to check that out. Mm-hmm. Also, I want to do a quick plug. I always like to plug podcasts I have been on. I was on one recently, somewhat recently. This is called One Question with Allegra Frank. It's a very short episode of a podcast, but it was done for PodCon in Seattle. I was also on a podcast called Brand Standing, where I played a fun game, and you can listen to my episode by checking them out as well. Also, I do want to mention, and last thing, is if you enjoyed TJ Jagodowski, who was a guest host on one of our episodes, and Rush Howell, who DM'd our D&D episodes
yeah.
for the Patreon, you're going to want to check out their podcast called Here's the Situation. So go to wherever you get podcasts, download Here's the Situation. It's a fantastic podcast. It's thoughtful. It's funny. It's interesting. So check that out.
Mm-hmm. And Aaron, I've got a little situation for you. You're stuck on a planet and there's no way to get home. The only thing that you can eat is cheese, and that cheese tastes a lot like...
Jupiter.
Well, that was...
The moon.
Goodbye.
Bye forever.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adil Rafi. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. KJ Snyder did the editing. Emery Parrish in the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.